Kimberly Heard grew up in North Collins, New York. Her mother, Beverly Bold, says her daughter was a private person with an adventurous side.
She was always independent. If she said she was going to do something, she'd do it. As a small child, I'd find her up in a tree or hanging out from a branch.
Heard wanted to be in law enforcement her whole life, says Heard's younger sister, Cheryl Bolts.
I remember this one picture where she was dressed up as a cowboy and had a toy gun.
She says her adventurous tree-climbing sister grew up.
It was always things like bungee jumping. You know, she jumped out of an airplane. She was just that type of person.
Heard's family moved to Lake Worth in 1983. Heard stayed behind for her senior year of high school and came to Florida after she graduated. Heard joined the Florida Highway Patrol when she was 20 years old, at a time when there weren't many female troopers. In her official trooper portrait, there's an alertness to Heard. Her hair is short, wavy, and blonde. Her eyes are slate blue. She looks serious, but humble.
I met her on a traffic stop on I-95 and when she had a DUI suspect under arrest.
Thomas Knight was trained by Heard. Neither he nor Kimberly Heard's family know exactly why she made stopping drunk drivers such a personal mission, but she did. In her last 3 years on the job, Heard made 409 DUI arrests.
Kim was a one-person wrecking crew, and when we would go into the Broward Sheriff's Office breath testing center, they all knew who she was, they loved her, and they called her the queen of DUI.
On the night of July 16, 1992, Heard pulled over a truck for a routine traffic stop on southbound I-95, just north of Sample Road, when a van struck and killed her.
26-year-old Kimberly Heard had made a name for herself in just 6 years with the Florida Highway Patrol.
After police arrested the driver of the van that hit Heard, they discovered he was drunk.
The irony is not lost on her colleagues, who now wear black bands around their badges, that her zeal...
When I found out it was a DUI, I'm like, you know, that's what she specialized in.
Again, Heard's sister, Cheryl Bolts.
I'm like, how could she have been struck by a drunk driver? And I was just angry.
Some of Kimberly Heard's family has moved back to New York, but were in South Florida this month to help dedicate this stretch of I-95. The four-mile section of Interstate north of Sample Road in Broward County is now known as the Trooper Kimberly Ann Heard Memorial Highway. The idea to officially name the road after Heard came from her protege, Thomas Knight. He's now sheriff of Sarasota County.
That area roadway they're named after her, she owned. That was her interstate.
Beverly Bolts, Heard's mother, says she's overwhelmed by the memorial for her daughter.
Having the sign there, that people remember her after all this time.
Florida Highway Patrol says there will be two signs on I-95 designating the Trooper Kimberly Ann Heard Memorial Highway, one near Sample Road and one on the northern border of Broward County. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.